Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
So it's coming up for some 9 minutes after seven this morning. If you've just joined us, welcome into it. Good to have you in our company. We move along now to our next feature. Now, we know that Muslim independent schools, like we were saying a little earlier on in South Africa, are under enormous constraints in terms of staying afloat in the current financial times. Now, yesterday, we had heard about the Iqra Academy, which is a school in the working class suburb of Balha that's facing imminent closure unless urgent funds are raised to enable 140 students to be given access to quality education. Now, the school, which has in recent times faced financial difficulties, has been taken over by the Imad Isaacs Foundation. So what exactly is the future of this particular institution? To tell us a bit more, we are joined online from the Imad Isaacs Foundation by Imad Isaacs. Assalamu alaikum. Good morning and thank you for joining us.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So firstly, perhaps tell us a bit more about the Imad Isaacs Foundation. What is it that you do?
Well, the Imad Isaacs Foundation, ultimately, it's an institution that basically supports programs that inspire learning, enrich teaching, and promote innovation, right? We do this through the financial support usually of learners, as well as funding or establishing and operating centers that ultimately prepare today's learners for tomorrow's challenges. That's really what the foundation is about. It's a very broad mission statement, and therefore we have a range of projects, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of this particular school, being the Iqra Academy, how did the school find itself or get to this current situation in terms of the financial dilemma that it has been experiencing?
Well, I think at the, ultimately with regards to the finances, we need to remember that with independent schools, although they are partly subsidized by the Department of Education, that type of subsidy is very small. And when you take a school like Iqra Academy, who's that's in Balha, charges a very minimal fee of a few hundred rand a month, that's really not enough to run a high school, right? So the school has always found itself in this challenge of not having sufficient finances. And when you look at running high schools as well, you need to have specialists, and they come at huge costs, if you know what I mean. Because with primary schools, for example, you can have a teacher teaching all the subjects. In a high school, if you've got four kids doing mathematics or 10 kids doing physics, you still need a specialist for that student. So that's really where we find ourselves. And with fees and departmental spend on a school like Iqra Academy, it doesn't even equate to half of what a regular Department of Education would pay for a student at a regular public school. So I think independent schools across the board, especially community-based ones and faith-based ones, have always had this challenge. And it's not unique to Muslim schools. You'd find it in many community-based institutions.
Right. Now, you know, in terms of your aim as an organization stepping in to assist the school, you know, what exactly is your aim here?
Well, ultimately, one, it's twofold. The first part right now is to ensure that the school remains open and also to ensure that it has quality resources. That means ensuring that come the 15th of January 2020, there are 140 students that can re-register at the school, and then also that the classrooms are well equipped, that new desks are put in, that the place is really you know, ready for education. And then we'd be looking at introducing virtual education as well, ensuring that there are facilitators and bringing in a blended learning model within the school. This will help us reduce costs, and it will also ensure that there's access to quality resources in the high school arena. That's ultimately our aim. It would be capacity building, restructuring, and new pedagogy that will go with the teaching.
In terms of the learning model, what sort of new learning model will be implemented?
The learning model is basically where we have a blended learning approach. This means that the learners will use a digital learning model where the content is disseminated digitally and they will be supported with tutors. Ultimately, they'll implement a flipped classroom model as well. And this simply means that, you know what, learners are in a facilitated environment. They are gaining access to academic coaching. They're being taught how to study and how to learn. And then they are supported where they struggle with tutors and academic coaches. So this is really teaching learners how to learn, you know, while they have access to quality resources that are produced by one of our partner institutions as well.
So, Imad, when we speak about the rands and cents in terms of the school, how much money exactly is needed to keep the school from closing down?
Well, to ensure that this new model goes ahead and that we have quality and that it can open in the new year, our aim is over the next 10 weeks or so, inshallah, to raise 2.5 million rand. And this will really give us that boost to ensure that quality education is really delivered there and allow the gradual implementation of the components of the blended learning and virtual high school model.
So how exactly, you know, do you foresee or, you know, envision to complete this and do this? It's easy for us to say, okay, this is what's going to be done, but actually implementing it, you know, how exactly do you foresee implementation?
Implementation of the high school or the fundraising?
The fundraising in terms of raising that over 2 million rands.
So the strategy is not entirely with me because our fund development coordinator runs that. But ultimately, a large portion of that, we're hoping to rally the public. And we want to ask people to come together to ensure that this boost is there to give us the requisite funds to ensure that we move to a sustainable model as well. So this is really just saying this is what we need to get started. And then the foundation will build that capacity to ensure that the school has sustainable means of generating income as well.
So is Iqra Academy supported at all by the WCED, and if so, in what level?
Iqra Academy, as with most low-cost independent schools, is supported by the Department of Education. This is only from a financial perspective, where they allocate roughly 60% of the per-learner spend, the per-learner average in the province, right? And when you look at a school, if you take a school that operates in the leafier suburbs, those institutions get that per learner spend, but also they don't have huge costs of rent. They also don't have huge costs of teacher salaries. And so that's really where the public schools actually score. And if you look at the cost of private education today, I don't think any school can run with a cost less than 30 to 35,000 rand per learner if you are looking at actually delivering the basics of what they actually get at the departmental school as well. So, it is supported by the department. There's a 60% allocation of what the average cost would be for a kid in a public school. But that's the extent of departmental support.
Now, Imad, what exactly happens if you're unable to achieve your goal of raising those funds? What exactly is going to happen to these learners?
Look, we are pretty confident, and that is why we want to call the community to ensure that these 140 kids have access to the school in 2020, inshallah. Ultimately, you know, there's a huge backlog, not only should the school close down for these 140 kids. Every year at the beginning of the year, you have a few thousand learners that still need to be placed in high schools when they're transferring provinces and all of these things. So it's not that easy to get into a public school as well. So we are pretty confident, and we really, really want to raise these funds, inshallah.
In terms of the parents, what has been communication with them? Are they in support of this move by the school? Are there concerns that they have?
The concerns, I cannot articulate all of that at this moment, but inshallah we've asked all parents to reapply to ensure that they are comfortable with the model, and should anybody not be comfortable with the new model, we will assist them also in transitioning to other schools. But ultimately, this is a model that has been tested. It is a model that has been tried. It's also a model that's been running in the first world countries for the last 15, 16 years, with a lot of success in that as well. So, inshallah, I'm pretty sure that those that are staying at the school, everybody that has already indicated they are coming back, will be there. And,
Imad, any final comment from yourself this morning?
The final comment is the hashtag is Save Iqra. We really want the community to come out and support us. Ultimately, this is a boost. This is a boost to get that school going. And our long-term vision is the gradual implementation of the virtual high school, as well as ensuring sustainable avenues of funding for the school. So within 2 years, inshallah, we will have avenues that ensure that the school is sustainably run, that there's adequate resources, and that funding will no longer be an issue the way it is right now.
All right. Well, Imad Isaacs, we thank you for your time and sharing with us on the matter this morning. Go well.
Yeah. Can I give you a contact number for any people?
Go ahead.
They're welcome to contact our media coordinator, who's Fazlan France Mintalib. The number is 073-147-5076. And the project email is ikra@imadisaacs.org. That's imadisaacs.org.
Perfect. So that's 073-147-5076 and then ikra@imadisaacs.org. Perfect. Well, Imad, we thank you for your time this morning and all of the best to yourself and the team.
Shukran so much. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu rahmatullah. And that was Imad Isaacs of the Imad Isaacs Foundation speaking to us in terms of the current situation that the Iqra Academy faces at this moment in time. If you are able to assist, you want to know more, you're more than welcome to contact Fazlan France Mintalib on 073-147-5076 or alternatively, ikra@imadisaacs.org.